Thanks, Laura. Well, we have a tradition, as most of you know here at Grace. From the very beginning, we've been really setting aside a Sunday to devote to really sharing with one another our gratitude to the Lord for all he has done for us. And we do this because as Christians, living lives of gratitude is one of the most fundamentally important postures that we can have. And, you know, we live in a world that breeds discontentment and ungratefulness, as you know. And sadly, even for us as believers, that can rub off on us. And it's really easy to overlook God's great blessing. It might be, I was thinking about this yesterday, it might be because God's blessings are so consistent and plentiful that we just get dulled to them. And I was reminded when our kids were younger, we had annual passes to Disneyland for a few years, and we went a lot. And I remember after a few years going, the wonder, the appreciation of that place faded. And I remember as a parent, it bothered me because I remember going to Disneyland maybe once or twice a year when I was little, and it was always so special. And anyway, it just kind of caught my attention that isn't that how it is? When things come so easy to us, sometimes we just take for granted those great blessings. And so how much more for us as we're showered every day with the blessings of God that we can take them for granted. Among a million things that he does for us, his grace and mercy and forgiveness, things that were not just once upon a time gifts, but are fresh and new every morning. And so as a church family, we want to do this and just talk about God's work in our lives in front of one another as a great encouragement to one another and remind us all of his blessings. I'm reminded the Bible says, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making music to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks for everything to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what we want to do today. So if you have a bulletin, please open it up. And you're going to notice on the left-hand panel three questions that really we want to direct our conversation with today. The first question is, what blessings have you received from God this year? The second one is, what truths has God taught you this year that you can thank him for? And finally, the third one is, how has God grown your faith this year in ways that you can thank him for? And so what we want to do is just to give you a few minutes right now as Katie plays the cello for us instrumentally to just consider these questions. And in your heart, you may want to write them down. And then we're going to just kick it off, and there'll be some ushers that will be passing around some mics. So you could just raise your hand if you want to share with the rest of us. I encourage you to introduce yourself so we all know who you are, and also just to keep your comments appropriately brief and directed along the questions. I think that would be helpful and fruitful for our time today. So let's just take some time to consider these questions while Katie plays for us. So I'm going to just kind of scoot over and get out of the way while we share together. So again, if you have anything, just raise your hand and the ushers will come to you. Who wants to be the brave one to go first? Stand all at once. There you go.
I'll start off with a small thing. You know, I'm in mind of the scripture of cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And I have an elderly cat who's not ready to give up the fight of life yet. And this is, like I said, it's a small thing. But she almost died a couple times in the spring and early summer. And the Lord led me to a Christian vet who has helped me get together a maintenance program to give her a quality life, because she's just not ready to die yet. And I'm so thankful for this man. He has just shown me how, well, you have to understand, I'm so much around the corporate world, I don't see real care. And he and his staff show such humanity and such care, and that has been such a blessing to me, and I'm just very, very grateful for that.
Thanks, Lynn.
Well, about, I'm thankful for God's faithfulness. I guess that's where I'll start out with. About 17 years ago, Nancy and I have a good friend whose husband was killed in an avalanche on Mount Baldy. And they had a little boy who was 10 months old, something like that at the time. And we spent about 3 months looking for him in the snow, and eventually were part of the team that found him in the spring. But if you fast forward a few years, his wife, Becky Pines, got remarried to a guy whose wife has died of cancer. She married a guy. That's amazing, isn't it? So, you know, two tragedies kind of came together, and their families came together, and good came out of it, you know. And then this last Friday, Nancy and I had the opportunity to go and watch that 10-month-old boy. He's a quarterback for the Dana Hills High School football team, and they were playing against Edison at Orange Coast College. And the kid's a stud. And it's just awesome. I remember praying. It's interesting that Dave read that this morning, crying that passage of scripture, though the yield of the olive should fail and the fields produce no food, you know, yet I will exult in the Lord. And I remember just crying that out to God in the process of, you know, the grieving over Tim's death and looking for him and, you know, hoping that he was still alive and knowing that there was no way. And anyway, beauty from ashes, God brings it, and that's a good thing. He's faithful.
Thanks, James.
Hello, Mark. Can I sit here?
You may.
Because I have this huge Bible here, and I don't think I can hold it and stand up and hold this. I want to say that the blessing and the truth are the same thing for me for this year. And it's based on Psalm 19. And it's about the works and the Word of God. But I want to talk about the Word of God and what it says here in Psalm 19 about the Word of God. And I'm just going to read it, if that's okay. It's short, but it's good. Okay, let me see. It starts out verse 7, talking about the Word of God. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. But all those verses talking about what the word is and what it can do, there's like the law, for example, the law of the Lord is perfect. Well, result of reading that word, then it restores your soul. So it just talks about how important and precious the word is to us. And it's really our life. It's the only place that we can go to have all these blessings come from what it says here in Psalm 19. So that was a big eye-opener to me. I'm usually interested in wording things about the word, things that people say about the word, but to read the word, I'm finally getting this. It's the most important thing we can do. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Gail.
Is this on?
Oh, yes. I'm thankful this year for what Dave and Ann have talked about in the last few weeks about forced dependence. And it says in the Bible that our light and momentary troubles will achieve for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. And I know that I am not the only one in this room that has been going through a very tough year. And last night I was talking to a girlfriend, and she was saying that today she was going to her church and she was going to be seeing people that she hadn't seen for a long time and didn't know that she was divorced and blah, blah, blah. And she says, well, I can't tell them that. And I said, you know, that's a problem that we have in our churches, is that there's a lot of hurt going around and people are not sharing that. And I think that I have been pretty open with a lot of the leadership and my friends at this church and everything, and it has been an incredible blessing. And I just encourage everybody to reach out to each other and to share our forced dependence on God, because sometimes when we have our homes or economics or relationships, whatever, taken away from us, it really is a blessing. And so I thank the church for reaching out to me in different ways. And so I was convicted this morning that I told her to be open and honest, so that I had to with this opportunity. Thanks.
Thanks, Leslie. We're weighted on this side. Do you notice that? Greg wants something to do.
Good morning. My name is Debbie Lucas, and I think what I've realized this year is that if I look back on my life, I've had a level of consistency in my life with a couple of different areas. One is my marriage. My husband and I just had our 41st anniversary this year. And with my family, I have wonderful children and grandchildren, and we all go to church here. So that's been very consistent. And with my health. And I've always thought, you know, the level of consistency and commitment is really in great part to my effort. But what I've realized is that in spite of my little nano participation in all of these things, that God is really the one who's committed to me and who has been consistent with me. Because when you have ups and downs in your marriage, it's God who holds you together, if you trust him to do that. You know, in 41 years, we've been to two churches, but we go to church every Sunday, so we're committed to our church, and that's very consistent. You know, you have ups and downs with your children, and yet we're here worshiping together the same God. In spite of our levels of failures, we're all together. And then I've been a type 1 diabetic for almost 40 years, and I have to take insulin every day, and I have a pump, and I have all the ups and downs of being a diabetic, but there have been times in my health life that I should have died many times over because I've gone too low, too high, haven't felt well, all the things that happen when you have a disease like diabetes. But I just went and had a lab test done, and my doctor said, "You're so normal. There's no sign of diabetes in your body." I mean, it's like I could fail every day and do the wrong thing, but, you know, he's consistent, and he's shown me that he loves me, and he wants my life to be consistent and committed, and he wants me to know that he's the one that does it. So I'm very grateful for that.
Thanks, Debbie. Debbie, it's been great to have you and Howard and your whole family part of this church family for so many years. It's a great blessing.
Am I on? Hi, I'm Dan Finley. And I just want to stand up in testimony to God's consistency, the fact that he's been always there, even when I have kind of drifted. And I think not only is the love that he has shown me has enabled me to love my dear bride in a more pure way. I just think God is so good, so faithful. And I could go on for hours, but it has been a long haul to realize it's not about me, it's about God. And he's been, again, so consistent. And I look around at lots and lots of long-term friends, people who've been a significant component of our lives and our faith. So I thank you, and I pledge to stick with you as you all have stuck with me.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Keith Kratzberg, and that's my wife, Yvette. So what blessings from God this year? Well, it's I'm feeling really happy that this has been a year with a lot of blessings for me and my family. Our marriage has been, there have been a lot of great things. I see a lot of wonderful growth in each of our three children. Each of them really growing up very uniquely in the way that God's plan has for them. Grace Fellowship has, we're really thankful for the church. Our family made a decision about 6 months ago after going to one church for about 15 years that it was time to look for a different home. And we found Grace. We've been here for about 4 or 5 months. And it really has become to feel like a home for us, and really thankful for the people. You know, there are a lot of people in the community that we knew a little bit that we've gotten to know better. We've met some new people who've become great, great friends. We're in a small group with a number of great couples here in the church, and that's been a great blessing. And then at work, it's just, you know, it's been a really tough and challenging year at work. But even in that, you know, there are things to be grateful for. God has provided, and it's been an opportunity to learn new things, even though it's been a really tough year. So, you know, what truths has God taught you this year? I think one is that, you know, just that old truth that to grow, you really need to step faithfully into uncomfortable new areas, because a lot of times, you know, you're stuck in your old rut, and when you, it's really when you have faith and you step forward, that's when you really get a chance to grow. And I've seen that in our family a lot this year. And then the third one, in terms of how has God grown your faith this year? You know, for me personally, it's interesting. I've been in a men's group for a long time, and a lot of times, you know, you do different books and you don't really connect. This year, we're doing a book, The Pursuit of Holiness, probably a lot of you know, and I've just really had a chance to kind of connect with God through that book this year and with the men in my group. So it's been great. So that's what I'm thankful for this year.
Thank you, Keith.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Wheeler. This is my wife, Karen. And we have just so many things to be thankful for and have been blessed in so many ways. So I just thought of a couple things to share this morning. And one, and probably the top blessing that he's given us over the last couple of years, has been our journey and Karen's great fight through breast cancer. And you know, this whole family was with us 2 years ago when that occurred, and has stuck with us in so many ways, and has stuck by Karen in so many ways. And we go now to, you know, every 3 months, every 6 months, we go into the doctors and we get different tests and different, you know, blood work and these things. And we go in with anxiety every time because we're, you know, we're so fearful. And that's, you know, that's something we struggle with around making sure it's gone and make sure it doesn't come back. But every time God has been faithful, he's heard our prayers. He's heard many of your prayers. And he's healed Karen in just great ways, both physically and spiritually through this, which has brought a great, you know, spiritual blessing to our family through the last 2 years. And we've gone through another round of tests in the last few months. They're all, you know, beautifully clear, and Karen is just you know, strong and beautiful and is as wonderful as ever in all of our lives. So I have to say that is just the number one blessing that that I have. And I'm just happy every day when I wake up, and I'm happy every day when I come home, and she's always there for all of us. And so that's my number one blessing. And then I think for growth this year, it's been really a journey through the Bible for me, as I took on reading every day the Bible, to read it through in a year. And I haven't done that since I was like 15 years old, so, you know, maybe 10 years ago, I, you know, it was the last time that happened. So over that long 10 years, I've forgotten a lot of things, and a lot of little things, as you read through passages and as you see the different, you know, people that God spoke through, either in the Old or the New Testament. And, you know, there's nothing like slogging through Ezekiel and you're happy to get to Daniel. You know, there's finally a good story there, and all the other things that happen in the Old Testament. But that has really helped me, and just reminded me every day that God has a word for me and has a relationship for me every day. And it's not something I usually expect, and it's not something I'm usually looking for. But just those 15, 20 minutes of reading, it keeps he and I close, and it's helped me realize that the relationship he wants to have with me is more than what I can do. And it's through his spirit and through his connection with me, and through all the people surrounding me that helps support that and bring that through. So that's really been a journey for me a bit this year, and I've got probably 5 months left to go, and we'll see when I get done whether I start that one again and go something else. But he's taught me something, I think, every day as I've read, and I'm thankful for that as well.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Hello, my name is Helen Swan, and after hearing you speak, I need to publicly give thanks for 20 years of cancer-free health and 20 years more of marriage to Dave, totaling 47, 20 years to get to know the Lord more deeply, 20 years to see 6 grandchildren enter the world, who now are teenagers and love the Lord as their Savior. 20 more years of experiences, teaching third grade and retiring from teaching third grade. Travel experiences, places that I never thought I would see. And most of all, opportunity to go to Israel and see where Jesus walked and did his ministry. So I'm thankful for those 20 years.
Thank you, Helen.
My name is Joe Redd, and this is my wife, Maureen, and I'm just so thankful for how the Lord has provided for us this last year. He's been for our health and especially for our family, and we just, you know, had a great time with our family recently. And especially I'm just thankful for my wife, Maureen, whose unconditional love for me, despite my many shortfalls, and just how she has just really blessed our family, and just her love for the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
I can't let that go. I am very, very grateful for my husband, Joe, of 41 years. We always celebrate with the Lucases and are happy to do that. And they haven't always been easy, but we're at a stage in our marriage where we're very comfortable, and we thank God for that. And two, I love this question here. What truths has God taught you this year that you can thank him for? And that is the word, his truth, and his word, and his, just like we've heard today, and his consistency, his faithfulness. Times when days go by and I go, oh my gosh, Lord, I forgot to thank you. And he goes, I'm still here. And I never have to call out in order to get his attention. He's just always right there. And with all the things in this world that can lead you down a different path, I'm so grateful that he has really planted in my heart his truthfulness, and that I can live knowing that it's not about this, it's not about here, even though he wants us to follow his ways here. But it's all about living in eternity with him, and that this time is very short, and we have all that to look forward to. I'm grateful for our grandchildren. We were just with them, and even though our children don't know the Lord, their little ones are giving us little hints that God is saying every day, I haven't forgotten about your family, and I'm leading them, and you just keep praying. And so I'm thankful for his faithfulness, thankful for this church. Thank you, Mark, for always organizing these wonderful times with our church body, and thankful for all the pastors and all that you've done in our lives. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Maureen. Good morning. My name is Mike Carpenter, and this is my wife, Ann, and I'm sure she's really nervous right now about what I'm going to say. And this really doesn't have, well, has a lot to do with her, but that's a different story. I wrote this down so I can keep this short. I am nervous, and for those of you who know me, it's not like me to be nervous, but I have been in a dark place for a long time, spiritually, mentally, financially, and to the degree, this is my learning, to the degree that I am able is to the degree that God has enabled me. There are many areas that I've learned, but my part, at least what I understand now, is to thank God to the degree that he is enabled or not. But in either case, to acknowledge my dependence on him is true worship. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
Hi, I'm Nancy May. Just thinking about truths. You know, sometimes God kind of slaps you on the side of the head sometimes and teaches you a really nice little nugget of truth. It's talking about blessings, you know, things we take for granted all the time. Usually, you know, I'm convinced that God not only reveals himself through his word, but also through nature. And that speaks to me big time, not only the word, but nature. And the two come together in a beautiful culmination. So I have these thing called God moments when I'm usually out playing with my girlfriends. And having a God moment one time at San Onofre out on the water, and just thinking about the beauty of nature. And not only did he create like a beautiful beach and beautiful oceans, but we could play on them. We could surf. Not only did he create beautiful mountains with beautiful snow, but we can ski on them. I love food. I love to eat. And I love to eat good food. In fact, my whole family knows that my life motto is life is too short to eat bad food. So I was thinking that, you know, praise God, food just isn't sustenance for us. Food is good, tastes good. You know, God could have just been giving us manna for 4,000 years. I mean, I would have been one of those whiners in the desert. Give me a pigeon or something.
He gave us good food. It tastes good. Good wine, you know, love it. Flowers. Not only are flowers beautiful to look at, but you can smell them. They smell good. Look for the little blessings in life. You know, it just reveals so much about God's character. Because not only did he give us food, he made it taste good. Not only did he give us sex, it's enjoyable. Not only did he give us, you know, flowers, beautiful things to look at, they smell good. It's the beauty of God's creation and the love that he shows himself to us through his creation takes my breath away.
Thank you, Nancy.
Morning, I'm Brian Cowell. My precious Ashley is at home with two of our three, and she indeed is incredible. So I just want to thank all of you guys for being a part of our lives. It's been some crazy years, and sitting here thinking about this last year, and it really hasn't been a crazy year this last year, which is nice. To be a part of a community that's very intentional is incredible. I mean, there's people everywhere that I can see and point to. And many of you have no idea just how rich God has made you in reaching other people's lives. As a young family, just gleaning just little tiny pieces from people who have been there and done that and can just smile and say, you're going to be okay. And to be with men and study and learn and struggle with issues, knowing that you know what, they've gone through some of the exact same struggles and issues, and we're walking together. And to just be here and hear the word taught in truth and intention and desire for God to be glorified and known is incredible. So I want to thank you all for investing into my life, my marriage, and my kids. Indeed incredible.
Thanks, Brian.
I'm Kathy Dean, and I have to confess, first of all, that I have really shaky hands, and I get really nervous, and I cry really easily, so this might not be a great time for you, so I'm sorry, but I felt compelled I have to stand. So anyway, the thing I'm most grateful for this year is the reality of God's word and how rich it is. And just if you'll indulge me, let me share a couple stories. Yvette Kratzberg, who I think is here, back there, we had a couple weeks, and I know like Leslie and so many others, this last couple years have been so challenging. And so we had, this is maybe a month or so, we had a week, I'll try not to shake so much, gracious. We were just getting slammed. It kind of felt like the enemy was just on just our tail. And our daughter was in Washington, D.C. with Mariners Christian School and was diagnosed with swine flu. We got that call on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, my son starts, or I guess it was Tuesday night, my youngest son, who's 10, starts throwing up all night. And so I'm up all night. And in the morning, I call my sweet neighbor, Yvette, who's a pediatrician. And Yvette, he's still throwing up. What should I do? You know, and so we talked back and forth. And finally, we decided, you better, you know, take him to the, you know, go to the doctor. So I took him to the doctor. And I'm so shaky. Even my knees are shaking now. So anyway, drove to the doctor. I know, it's embarrassing. I want to make this short, though. Anyway, took him to the doctor. The doctor goes, you know, I think he might be having an appendicitis, so you ought to go to the ER. So I drove to Chalk by myself with my little 10-year-old, who's the dearest thing in the whole wide world. He's just can't even walk, can't even stand up, and he's crying hysterically. And we go into the ER room, and it is packed, and it's, you know, swine flu season, so everyone's got the masks on, and I'm crying. I've got a baseball cap. I'm just in my workout gear, a mess. And so we walk in, and there's everyone so busy, and they can't even pay attention to us. And here I'm like, oh my gosh, my child's gonna, his appendix is gonna rupture. Anyway. So we get to into the ER. They finally kind of streamline us in, and he's on the table, and he's just been looked at, and they've just told me that he has to have an emergency appendectomy right now. And my cell phone rings in my purse. And I go, oh my gosh. So I pick up my cell phone. It is Davey calling me and saying, hey, we're praying for you, and we're at the hospital. I go, are you kidding me? Anyway, he was at the wrong hospital, but the fact that, you know what, just the fact that this community is so loving, and that my friend Yvette put us on this, you know, prayer list, and that's how Dave found out and called me, and it was amazing to me. Fast forward, it took 9 hours of waiting before we got to see the surgeon, and the whole time we're panicked, and Derek is there as well. I run into this woman who, in the cancer ward, they put us on the oncology ward because it was too packed on the floor that we should have been on. She says to me, oh, do you have a child on this floor? Yes, I do, but he doesn't have cancer. We're waiting to have an appendectomy. Oh, she goes, I want you to, and then it came back, and she goes, I want you to look at my bracelet. So I look at her bracelet, and I said, because I said something like, oh gosh, you know, her son had cancer. Anyway, the bracelet said Jeremiah 29:11, which is Connor's life verse, for I know the plans that I have for you, and because we were so worried about Connor. I'm gonna wrap it up. Connor's fine, by the way. And so thank you for God's faithfulness. And the other night I couldn't sleep because we're going through other issues as well, like all of you. And I got up at about 1 and went in and just prayed to God and just said, Lord, I just need you so much and I need your word. Would you just allow the Holy Spirit to just speak to me, Father? And anyway, so I just, opened my Bible, not anywhere in particular. And can you hold this so I can read? These are the two verses that I just opened my Bible to and that God shared with me. And now I have to wear glasses too, so. Hey, things are falling apart. Okay, as well as my Bible.
In honor of you.
Thank you. Okay, so this is the first verse. This is not a comedy skit. Okay, Matthew 14:27, it says, but Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. So I said, Lord, thank you. And then I just turned my Bible, and nothing's marked. It was not marked. Then I turn to Isaiah, and it falls to Isaiah 43, which says, but now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. How embarrassing. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, the flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Anyway, so God is so real and so with us. So thank you for indulging me. God is good.
Andrew, thanks. Well, if you're like me, it takes you all year to learn very few things. And the Lord has been just teaching me one principle all year long. And I'll read out of Acts 17 to succinctly describe it. Acts 17:24 reads, the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And the reason that truth is true for me this year is just because in all of my vain efforts to please him or try to prove myself faithful to him, he's the one that's actually been doing all the work and being faithful to me. And as I look at every portion of my life this year with still having a job and the best blessing of this world that I've had this year was just being married, and not something that I deserved, not something that I earned, and it was strictly a blessing from him. And for the most part, when our attendance is perfect, we've got a row here of folks that are great blessings to us. And one of the prayers that
I was praying this year was that my wife would enter into this community and find love and acceptance in girls. And she has three amazing believers that she calls best friends now every Monday and Tuesday. So that's huge for us. Thanks.
Hello. I'm Derek Dean, Kathy's husband, and a couple of things we're grateful for. Mostly, this church has been awesome for our family, and specifically the junior high ministry. We have three children. Two of them are in the junior high ministry, and our middle son, Mitch, had always gone to Mariners Christian School, and then for last year he transferred to another school and just had a horrible, horrible year. It was the worst year of his life, times five. And so then this summer, he went away on the houseboat trip with the junior high ministry, and literally came back transformed. It was amazing. Just in that week's time, he became a whole new person. And consistently since then, specifically with Chad's help and all the junior high folks, his life has just turned around. His relationships are amazing. His spiritual growth has just been huge. And our daughter Lauren too. There, Ashton came alongside her and really just took her under her wing. And so we just want to thank you so much for this church and specifically the junior high ministry. It's been a giant blessing to our children and also our family.
Bat cleanup. You can sit.
My name is Wendy, and one thing I've never been able to understand is why anyone would willingly and knowingly get on a roller coaster. And what a lot of you might know about my husband, John, my conservative, steady husband, was that there was not a roller coaster that he would not ride. And I wouldn't ride them with him because they terrify me. I hate them. I hate the going up. I hate the going down. And I think it's really fitting that this year has been a roller coaster ride for me, and I think he is kind of enjoying it. I think the only bad words I've ever said in my life was when I was on a roller coaster with him. Like, if I ever get off this thing, you are dead. But what I have learned this year is that in order to see the view from the really high parts of the roller coaster, you have to go to the bottom. And he always told me that they wouldn't come off the tracks and that the people that built them knew what they were doing. And I never really believed him, but I've learned this year that the engineer that's in charge of my life really does know what he's doing. And I wrote down, except that I can't read it. Why do I always cry? Anyway. I am learning to trust. I am learning to lean into him when I'm going around those curves and up and down. I'm learning that with the lows, the views from the high places are wonderful, but I'm also learning about his word. And I'm learning that, yes, his word is so comforting to us in the low places, but we get to celebrate his words in the high places, and that has been so amazing to me this year. And I just want to thank this community again and again and again for the people who have ridden with me, who've put their hands over my white knuckles and just said, hang on and stick with it. And Mark, you're one of them.
Thanks, Wendy. Freddie?
Yeah, my name is Fred Mora, and I just want to put a greater emphasis on this community. And in the midst of our storms, my greatest truth is that I can't walk alone. And even when I want to, there's been quite a few hand people here that have not left me and helped me walk through these things. And I just want to thank you all. And my gratitude for just a greater understanding of who you are and trying to help me become who I am. And
I'm done. Thank you.
Gaining momentum, don't they? And I just want to encourage you. I was thinking about this morning. We need to do this more often. I know as a staff, we have a weekly rhythm when we get together for our staff meetings to ask the question or answer the question, how has God been working in our lives, so that we might encourage one another. And so I encourage you to make a part of your fellowship with one another, to be intentional about sharing God's work. It's a great encouragement.